It's called Jenkum. Basically, it's a concoction of solid human waste and urine mixed together to get high. Now, the memo that's circulating the internet has the nasty details of how the human waste is turned into a gas and then huffed or breathed in. The sheriff's office memo suggests students are talking about it here at Palmetto Ridge. The memo states a parent emailed a deputy saying her son had heard about the mixture at school. But judging by the conversations that Wink News had with students today, it's not likely a trend that's going to take hold.
Oh, that's disgusting! I'm sorry, that is gross. Human feces.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's gross.
When you think about people using this to get high, what do you think?
That they're idiots.
Well, this document also says it's becoming a popular drug in American high schools.
Freaks, it's Wednesday, September 15th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, a sparkler done did blew my baby's head off. Plus, taking a penis survey at the grocery store and a tampon toy surprise in each specially marked box. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. Got a great program. Lots to talk about. I completely forgot about this, but apparently last Saturday was the anniversary of September 11th. I wish someone would have said something. At least mention it at the end of the news. Kind of like how at the end of Entertainment Tonight they'll say, and congratulations to Courtney Cox, who just announced she's pregnant, or something like that. How the hell are we supposed to never forget if you don't remind us? At any rate, I did put together a special tribute. Unfortunately, I really wasn't thinking because I assembled a bunch of video clips, but no sound. Just a music bed. But I did spend a lot of time on it, so I'm going to go ahead and play it now anyways. For all those times you stood, there goes the first plane. For all the truth that you made. Some news reporters are freaking out. They think the tower is just caught on fire. Now they're getting word that a plane has hit. Fast forward a few minutes. Here, oh, there goes the second. Oh, there goes the second plane. I don't know why I chose Celine Dion for this. Oh, one of the buildings is collapsing. And then I did this really cool video editing thing right here. A plane hits right when she says that. Another plane hits. Plane hits again. Plane hits again. I mean, the video editing really was great. Excuse me as I pat myself on the back there. Now, I realize I'm being a little crass here, but I'm nowhere near as big an asshole as Gothzilla is. You all remember Gothzilla, right? He's a goth fag who thinks he's a dragon. And his videos are comprised of ranting and raving and whining. Just a lot of tomfuckery, if you will. So let's take a listen to Gothzilla's 9/11 tribute.
I just want to wish you all a happy fly a plane into a building day.
Very original.
All right. Hey, guys. This is Gothzilla. Happy September 11th, everybody. Today is the day we pretend to give a shit about a bunch of people who died in some accident 10 years ago. And by doing this, you know what we're doing? We're not honoring them. We're disrespecting them. Because of that little World Trade Center memorial thing.
God, I hate the way he talks.
You know, if we really wanted to honor the people who died...
We're patronizing and condescending.
We'd have just rebuilt the place exactly like it was before. In fact, we should have added a third tower to it. So instead of being two middle fingers to the people who did it, it would be three.
Godzilla's a fucktard because, first of all, three towers did actually go down. The two that actually had planes flown into them, and then the one that was just nearby. The third one just got scared. Please, don't crash a plane into me. I'll go down by myself. It's okay. Oh, God. I'll collapse on my own. All right, continue on, Godzilla.
Oh, we built a park. What the shit?
I mean, I don't think we really built anything yet, right?
That's pathetic. But hey, typical. That's what it is. Typical. You want a job fucked up? Give it to a human. You want a job done right? Give it to me. That is...
Because he's a dragon, and dragons get shit done.
Doing it, because I kind of have a thing about procrastinating. When I say a thing about, I mean I procrastinate a whole fucking lot.
So we shouldn't give the project to you, is what you're saying.
So, yeah. Fuck the World Trade Center. Fuck the people who did it. Fuck the people
fuck
who
the
died
world.
There.
Fuck the world!
Fuck the people
fuck
that
Dan
built the
Jensen.
Memorial. Fuck the relatives of the people who died there.
Fat man.
Fuck you. Fuck everyone on the planet. Fuck me too.
Alright, there you go, quite enough. There was Godzilla for you. Moving on, I've got two guys going on a roller coaster, and one of them screams for his mommy. That's such an interesting noise coming out of his mouth. And then some sort of animal. Also, I believe he's screaming, put me down. Mommy can't help you now. Jesus Christ.
Mommy, we can't. Put me down.
Put me down.
Put me down. Fuck, that's a rush. That's bullshit. Put me down.
These are grown men, like in their elite, like mid-20s. Grow a pair, for Christ's sakes. Sue from Maine sent me a great video. Now, here's the backstory. And I love it when people who have medical conditions can laugh at themselves. It makes me feel less bad for laughing at them, you see. Anyways, this guy has Tourette's, right? And he was suffering from a huge bout of tics. You know, like, I guess they come in waves. Sometimes you'll have a bad Tourette's day and every other word coming out of your mouth is going to be cunt, piss, fuck. And this guy was in the midst of one of those outbreaks, so he decided to try to sing a song. He was going to do a little bit of karaoke. So here is a Tourette's guy singing Air Supply's All Out of Love. Enjoy.
Oh, fucking. But the umpteenth time. Fucking.
He's also slapping his head.
Yes. Oi, 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 I'm lying alone.
Okay, no, wait a second. The reason why I think this could be real is because he's kind of coughing and doing, like, normal Tourette's tics. It's not all just, you know, piss cock, you suck my dick, you know, that type of thing. Like the funny Tourette's. It's, you know, it's the whole thing.
Okay.
Whole production.
Fuck.
I mean, we'll see. It could be fake.
Yes. Oi, I'm lying alone, fuck, with my head on the phone, fuck, thinking of you till you leave, fuck!
Now, see, now I'm thinking it might be fake.
I know you hurt too, but what else can we do, fuck, don't mention I'm torn apart, fuck! I wish I could carry, fuck, your smile in my heart, fuck the times when my life seems so low.
Fuck,
you make me believe what tomorrow could bring when today doesn't really know. Fuck, doesn't really know. Fuck, I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. Fuck, I'm all out of love. What am I?
He's slapping his head. Now I'm back to thinking it's real.
I'm without you, I can't be
freaking
too late to say that I was so wrong.
Actually, he doesn't have too bad of a voice. Now, I am going to subscribe to this guy's YouTube channel because upon further research, he has a whole section, like tons and tons of videos all about autism and Tourette's. Apparently, he also suffers from autism. There's only a few videos of him doing karaoke. I think there's one more. And then the other videos are him talking about autism and Tourette's. And one time, apparently, he recorded himself having some sort of Asperger Tourette's mega fit or something. The description is, I have Tourette's and Asperger's. This is an example of me ticking when my sensory tics coincide with my cycle tics. I have no idea what that means, but I bet you it results in comedy. All right, this only occurs if there is a change to my routine on a day a cycle tic is due. I don't know what any of that means. Let's just take a listen to this guy freaking out. Wow, he's really twitching like crazy.
Not good.
Even he realizes, no, this is not good.
Very good.
I actually feel kind of bad for this. This is the first time I ever felt bad for someone with Tourette's. I think you'll be hearing more of him again real soon on the program. Now, finally, before we get into the news, Glenn Miller is still around, believe it or not. Here he is on the Alan Combs radio show, and he was asked why he's running for Senate over there in Missouri.
I had two main objectives. Number one, to free white people from Jewish bondage, mm-hmm. and two, to save the white race from extinction.
Pretty much the same stuff he talked about when he was on my show.
And Jews are our biggest problem.
Why would that be, sir? Don't hold back.
Compared to the Jewish problem.
For those of you who don't know, Alan Combs is a Jew.
Why would that be?
Things should get explosive.
Why would that be, sir? Don't hold back.
Compared to the Jewish problem, all our other problems are mere distractions.
Well, let me just play
before. I want you to know where I stand off the bat.
No, I'm sorry. Thanks for coming.
Don't let Alan bully you. You get your point across, Glenn.
Ring it up.
I love how I'm on Glenn's side on this.
Hey, you know, I'm Jewish, by the way.
He's won me over.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, I don't like you. I don't like any Jews.
What?
Yeah!
You know what? I got to respect that. I mean, you know, we have so many guests on who try to hide their racism, hide their bigotry, and they're all passive-aggressive about it. You're right out there with your hate, aren't you?
Jews control the United States federal government.
Oh,
you control the mass media. You control the federal...
What's great is later on in the interview, they get back to how much Glenn hates Alan.
All right, now, you obviously don't like Jews. We that's a given.
I hate all Jews.
You hate all Jews.
So
if you so if you met me, what would you do? Would you hit? Would you hurt me? Would you shoot me? Would you punch me in the face?
If I could get by with it,
you would.
Yeah.
You'd kill me.
If I could shoot you and get away with it, I would.
Nah, I wouldn't kill you.
What would you do?
I'd pack you up and ship you to Madagascar.
All right, Glenn has a plan.
Now, you went on the lam in 86 after you sent a letter to 5,000 people calling for total war against the feds, blacks, and Jews, correct?
I didn't know that about Glenn. Doesn't surprise me, though.
Yeah, I did that, and I'm quite proud of it.
So what, is that what you want? You want total war against feds,
blacks, and Jews? My only regret in that is I didn't succeed.
So what do you want to do now?
If I'd overthrow the government back then, the country would be in a hell of a lot better shape.
So you still want to overthrow the government?
Oh, yes, I do. That's the reason I'm running.
Like, yeah, I mean, why the fuck do you think I'm on your program?
Oh, yes, I do. That's the reason I'm running for office.
You want to violently overthrow the government?
Sure.
I didn't say that.
How would you do it?
Of course he would violently overthrow it. He just can't say that on the radio. Any last words, Glenn?
We got a nappy-headed... African-American in the White House, and we're in a depression that's going to get worse.
You must have really had a problem with Sammy Davis Jr.
Pretty soon we're going to have 30 or 40 million white men out of work.
All right, there you go. A little Glenn Miller update. He hasn't changed. Still fighting for the white man. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yeah. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. Help support the program. That's the single best thing you can do to help ensure this program keeps rolling along. $5 a month is all it takes, or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, including just uploaded 2009 archives. Over 1,000 programs, like 1,200. I don't know how many programs we've done at this point, but a lot of shows. You can listen to them all. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video cast. Yesterday I posted an extended show. Tomorrow I have an exclusive program for Sideshow listeners, so be on the lookout for that. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, here's an important safety tip for you. Don't make homemade fireworks. That can only lead to disaster. Frantic parents Lynn and Doug Field feared they had lost their son Tori as he lay bleeding profusely with a 10-centimeter piece of shrapnel embedded in his jaw. What the hell happened? Well, seconds earlier, Mrs. and Mr. Field watched as Tori, 15, and a friend let off a homemade Roman candle. Well, I mean, you know how this story ends. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Thank you, Tonetta. Yes, things went horribly wrong as the metal container exploded, and then one piece headed straight for Tori. It smashed through his right hand, ripping off his fingers, before blasting into his jaw. Happy 4th of July! Mrs. Field, a nurse, why would you let your son blow off homemade fireworks? That's an extremely fuckwitted thing to do. You have to see this shit, you know, at work, since you're a nurse and all. Mrs. Field, a nurse, fought through her shock as she tried desperately to stem her youngest son's blood loss. Quote, I thought I'd lost him on the veranda at one stage, Mrs. Field said. Love your cookies. I couldn't get a pulse, and he'd lost so much blood. It was just a horror. He lost probably 2 liters of blood, and he was going into shock. Mr. Field, I don't really care for his cookies. Mr. Field said he and his wife used 18 towels trying to stop the blood flow. He was white and had no pulse, Mr. Field added. Mrs. Field said the night of August 27th started normally. Tori had invited a friend from West Morton, which is in a college, I guess, to stay over before playing soccer the next morning. Mrs. Field was too busy making dinner to buy some sparklers the boys wanted, but Mr. Field drove them to a shop after he got home. What they do is scrape the stuff off the sparklers and put it in a container. They light it, and then the sparkler shoots up. At about 9 p.m., they went outside, and I said, hang on, we're coming out with you. We want to see the pretty firelights. Doug was in bed, crook, but he came out too. Okay. There's a stump between the house and the shed, and they put the candle on that. I'd said a few times, are you sure that thing's safe? Because I hate any of it, but they're teenage boys. They're adventurous. Good parenting. She said everyone got back 15 to 20 meters with Tori videoing the action. Ooh, on his mobile phone. Might be on YouTube. As he held the phone in front of his face, a 10-centimeter long, 5-centimeter wide, and 3-millimeter thick piece of container hurtled into his hand and face. We turned to come in, but we heard this almighty explosive noise. I said to Doug, what was that? That was your son's face being blown off. Half his face and jaw was hanging off. Ah! And his friend was screaming and was just hysterical. End result, he has a titanium plate in his jaw. It was apparently fractured in 5 places. His facial nerves have also been damaged, and he's lost a lot of teeth. At least 12. It'll be 6 to 12 months before they know what other treatments he's going to need. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Pennsylvania. Allentown police arrested a 41-year-old man on Monday for exposing himself to a woman in the parking lot of a South Allentown grocery store. Then, as if that were not bad enough, he followed her through the store aisles, asking her what she thought about his size. No, man, I know you don't want to have sex with me. I'm just saying, is my cock visually pleasing to you? I'm talking length, girth, the whole thing. How's the head? Do you mind the veins? Did you like it better when my foreskin was pulled back? Or did you prefer the hood look? I'm just trying to get some feedback here. Stop walking so fast. Why are you being a bitch? All right. Oh, Jesus. Quilivio J. Bilsono was charged with stalking, indecent exposure, and open lewdness, and 2 counts each of harassment and disorderly conduct. He was sent to the county prison under $10,000 bail. According to the arrest affidavit, a woman said at 11.07 a.m. Monday she was getting out of her car at Price Right parking lot when she noticed that a man was sitting in a car next to hers, exposing himself. She told police he continued to expose himself as she walked to the store with her child. Inside the store, the man confronted the woman and asked her about his size. She told the man to leave her alone and to go away. She said he then followed her through 3 more aisles, repeating the question. The victim repeatedly told him to leave her alone, but he wouldn't. Well, just answer the fucking question. Just say, look, your cock size is fine. It's average. I'd be okay with it. It's the motion of the ocean. If you want, follow me into the restrooms. You can put it in me. We'll see how she flies. Every cock is different. They're like snowflakes. Court records do not indicate how police arrested the man, so it's a mystery. All right, final story we have for you today. This one is short, but I think you'll understand why I'm reading it. The story comes from New Zealand. An Upson County couple is suing a grocery store chain in federal court. Why, you ask? Well, they claim that the husband found a used tampon in his bowl of cereal. I wonder if it stayed bloody in milk. According to the complaint, Thomas and Lynn Roddenberry said they bought a box of chocolate chip crunch cereal from the Save-A-Lot store in October 2008. A day after buying the cereal, Thomas Roddenberry said he discovered the tampon in his bowl after taking a bite of the cereal. The man said he spit out the cereal, immediately became nauseated, and went to the emergency room. It says here that the suit was filed on Wednesday in U.S. District Court. I thought the story was coming from New Zealand, though. I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? A spokesman for Save-A-Lot declined to comment on the case on Friday, citing pending litigation. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, it's Special Member Spider here. Listen, I got 3 things to say. I'm going to keep it short and brief. Get on with your day. First thing is, I don't understand the teabag thing either. And one question I want to ask them is, why weren't you guys very active when Bush was doing all this shit?
Well, they weren't formed at that point.
The Cold War shit. Second thing is, I love how you finally did the train wreck. That was an audio orgasm for me. Thank you. And the third and final thing is,
I haven't done a train wreck in a while.
Please
yes. Do
another insensitive reenactment soon.
Yes, I haven't done many of those. I'll have to get back into the swing of things there.
Hello there, Tim. This is the Puerto Rican Fat Man calling in again.
Who is your Dan Jensen?
Last week, I said a few words about Haley's comment, called him a cock asshole, and then he proceeded to insult me. Said he was going to have sex with my mom and my sister.
Well, you did call him a cock asshole.
Well, Mr. Collins, just to let you know, you are noted. Puerto Rican noted.
Oh no, the worst kind of notice.
Tim, 2 points. I agree with you 110%. Chipotle should definitely go back to the 4 instead of the 3 crunchies.
Don't get me started on that again.
Crunch. And I have a question for you. Do you find yourself like putting Doritos or any sort of crunchy chip into a non-crunchy textured?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you exactly. I'll give you a good example. Whenever I go to Subway and get a sub, maybe an Italian or whatever the spicy Italian, or maybe a roast beef or whatever. Of course, you put some nacho, some Doritos in there for the crunch. It's all about the crunch. I'm with you on that, my friend.
Hey, Timmy, it's Greg from Austin. Last time I called in, I mentioned I was going to get you a TV show for your birthday. I did. I ordered it. I had it shipped to your P.O. box. And I was worried that they were going to make you sign for it, but the Postal Service told me that they left a piece of paper in your post office box that you just have to take to the counter.
Yes, I did that recently, and I have it out in the other room. I wanted to thank you. I don't know if your name was on that one. There's one of them. I got a couple DVDs, and I'm not sure who sent which. I got Spaced. So whoever sent that in, thank you, and I'll try to find the paperwork so I know. But they were shipped from Amazon, so I need to see if there was a note attached to it. And then some Australian, I think it's called Summer High Heights. I don't know what the hell it is, but they both look very, very funny. So thank you so much to both of the people who have sent those in, and I will give you proper credit soon as I get these DVDs down here in the studio.
Timothy LaDasha Henson. This is Chris from St. Louis. I was calling regarding your Sextastic Tuesday the other day with the Pokemon.
Yes.
Good God. I had a nice pizza from Bellacino's I was about to eat.
Yummy, yummy,
then
yummy,
talked
yummy
about
pizza.
Inserting a knife down Ash's dick hole.
Yeah, that's right.
That just totally killed it for
that's,
me.
That's called Tuesday on Distorted View.
Hey, this is Low-Hanging Tanks. Bravo, sir. That holy shitness, man. Jaw dropping. I mean, I sit there and watched it with my mouth open. Holy shit.
Low-Hanging Tanks commenting, I'm assuming, on the Tonetta video I just watched.
Hey, Tim.
By the way, there is a Tonetta blog. I don't know. There's someone, a big fan of Tonetta. And they've cataloged every single one of Tonetta's videos. They talk about whenever he posts new ones. And there is a screenshot of Jonetta up on the website and saying, if you want to find out who Jonetta is, you got to go to distortedview.com. So thank you very much to the Tonetta blog. I'll try to put a link to that on the show notes today.
I believe I can speak retard.
Okay.
Raymond 14 claims that the fish pillow is the true meaning of the word harpo. He then uses harpo as a substitution for the word super. Therefore, harpo might mean super.
Jarvie.
Connection?
What is Jarvie, though? What about Jarvie?
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Flare Monkey. I haven't called in a while. I'd just call in.
It's been a while.
And I was reading through the sort of your reviews. You only have about 22 reviews on iTunes, which is a shame. Because I think you guys...
Really?
I think you should have a lot more reviews.
I thought I had way more than that.
Funny. Because you read too, like, great. Oh, I love the show, Tim. Hilarious. And then you read, like, this is the worst cast ever. It's so offensive and cruel.
I swear that we had more reviews. Maybe they delete them after a while. I don't know. Because we used to have... I thought we used to have, like, 300 or something. And then a bunch of... I don't know how that works. But anyways, yeah, I mean, leave us reviews and five stars and all that stuff on iTunes. That is very important, I guess.
Queef Cracker! It's Zach from Florida, sir. How the hell are you? I just realized that I call you 95% of the time in front of my driveway, in my car, because this is really the only soundproof area that I can get a hold of, sir. And I was just wondering, where do all the other freaks call from? Do they have their own specific places that they normally call from?
Whorehouses,
or random
probably.
Spots here, there, and everywhere?
Yeah, where do you guys call from? That's a good question. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Go at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, he's in. Oh, God.
We got a nappy-headed African-American in the White House.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. And while you're at it, leave us a review on iTunes and rate us. I guess that's something that needs to be done. I got to remind you people about that stuff. If you are Sideshow Freaks, I will be back tomorrow with the Thursday program. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Take-